the rest of the story. Generalities can be very, very cruel. So frequently, some public misdeed is footnoted, he is from a broken home. Or you'll hear, his parents are divorced, or some such. However unintentionally, this continuing reference maligns the innocent offspring mercilessly, tends to label him or her indelibly as someone who is, well, likely to fail because he or she came from a broken home. On the other hand, when someone from a broken home overcomes whatever disadvantage that is, who's who is likely to forget to mention the rest of the story. This is about the King family and about a boy child born Leslie Lynch King. Leslie Lynch King Jr., Omaha, June 14, 1913. His father's father had pioneered Wyoming in the 1880s, founded mercantile stores there, banks and freight companies, whole towns, in fact, along the advancing Chicago and Northwestern Railroad. But the baby Leslie never got to know much about that side of his family, nor to share in his heritage, because shortly after he was born, his parents divorced. Leslie's mother soon remarried. To start anew, she gave her baby son the name of her second husband. I said she gave her baby son the name of her second husband. And they moved away from Omaha, and Leslie never heard King mentioned as a family name until one day when he was 17. After high school, he worked as a cook, clerk, anything in a hamburger stand, and one day a man who appeared to be a total stranger strode in and said, "Leslie, I'm your father." Thus abruptly, the lad learned for the first time that he was from a broken home. Mr. King seemed nice. He said he was on his way east to buy a car, would be returning to his lucrative business interests in Wyoming. Didn't his son want to go along and accept his share as rightful heir to the King estate? The boy said no. He must have thought it over. He and his father talked over lunch together. Leslie was poor, and to go with his father to Wyoming would mean wealth. But he chose to stay with the parents who had loved him for 17 years, and with his school where he was on the football team, and with his friends, and with his job selling hamburgers. Now, some years later, Leslie did visit his father out west for 3 days, but then never again. Well, he grew up. His football helped earn him a law degree. After 47 months in the Navy, he came out a lieutenant commander and got married. And the lad who could have had a future on a silver platter, but who elected instead to work his way, one day was named one of the 10 outstanding young men in the United States. Yes, you know him. Oh, yes, you know this Nebraska-born do-it-yourself success. But like you, he did not recognize his own name that long ago day when his father first called him Leslie, for he had taken his names instead from his mother's second husband. That's right. Leslie Lynch King, the lad who was the product of a broken home, the lad who was product of divorced parents, who started out in life disadvantaged, would you say? Became Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States. And now you know the rest of the story.